good evening. Well, the day has arrived. Democratic and Republican voters are going to the polls to vote in the New York primary. Economist Rick Wolf says the effect of the Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign, which has drawn tens of thousands of New Yorkers to its rallies and its issues, is quite remarkable.
And it's amazing to see this kind of political enthusiasm drawing these many people who are unafraid to be counted as supporters of somebody who carries the name socialist. It's a remarkable change in American politics, and I think it's a historic moment. Whether one agrees or not and supports Bernie Sanders or not is really secondary to the phenomena that is on display here. I've grown up and lived in an America where any politician who allowed the word socialist to be associated with his or her name was understood thereby to be committing political suicide. So this is a moment when this is clearly no longer the case, and that's going to change American politics in ways that none of us can foresee.
Wolf said Sanders is opening up the space, changing the discourse.
That's what a historic moment in politics always is, when something indefinable shifts, and suddenly everybody's talking in a different way or going in a different direction, making different assumptions. Nobody in America is going to assume that a candidate clearly to the left of everybody else is not serious. That's over. We've just had a person clearly to the left of everybody else and who's deadly serious and who's shaking up the political norms. That doesn't happen very often, and that's happening now. In a peculiar way, the fact that Trump does it on the other side only makes it even clearer that there's a big shift going on.
Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, spoke to a room full of women of color in Harlem earlier this month. She says systemic problems in our country can't simply be solved through elections.
We are often seduced into believing that if we just vote for the right guy or the right gal, then everything will be fine. When in reality, we are going to have to build a new party or an independent movement in order to sustain a long-term revolution. So I hope that women of color, the folks in this room, the people who have been doing brilliant, beautiful, bold, courageous work on behalf of Bernie Sanders' campaign, the people who have been involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, the Dreamers, the people who have been doing great work for trans folks, the LGBT movement, that all of these folks will commit themselves to building a long-term movement, coordinated movement that will sustain this political revolution well beyond this election season. And that, to me, is the work that we have to be committed to in the long term. If any of these goals of universal health care, of ending mass incarceration, and all the rest will ever become a reality, because it's not just about a single election. It's about building a new movement, potentially building a new party, if we're going to ever have a democracy that truly is of, by, and for the people.
And over the past week in Washington, D.C., Democracy Spring took hold.
Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people. Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people.
Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people.
Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people.
Activists say this election is about democracy or plutocracy. They wrapped up a week of sit-ins at the U.S. Capitol on Monday. Capitol Police say 1,240 people were arrested since April 11th, including 300 on Monday. Kai Newark is a Democracy Spring organizer. He says protesters called on anyone running for office to say if they stand on the side of democracy or on the side of big money and corruption.
People have come from all across this country. People from at least 33 different states walked 140 miles from Philadelphia to D.C. Hundreds of people have gone to jail day after day.
And Newark calls on the media to lift up this story. He says the vast majority of American people agree with them across the political spectrum.
We're bringing their voice here to the Capitol, and Congress is refusing to listen, and instead of that is sending people to jail day after day.
Newark says that's a scandal and an outrage, but it's also a story of hope because people are coming together.
We're doing what's just, and we're walking in a tradition of nonviolent action in our country that has always prevailed when people were willing to stick with it, continue to fight, continue to walk, continue to march, continue to sit in.
Actress Rosario Dawson was arrested late last week wearing a jacket with a picture of Bernie Sanders stenciled on her back. She says the police were lovely, treated her well, and gave her many chances not to get arrested. But she says this is not the case for many people like Dreamers and Black Lives Matter activists.
The reality is that is not the case for a lot of people across America who are also showing civil disobedience to bring light and attention to some of the very critical matters that are ahead of us. And I hope that officers across the nation can take heed of that and recognize that the peaceful protests that are going around this nation should also be treated the same way.
He took a picture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is Ariel, can we take a picture together?
Absolutely. One second. Can you do this because I'm live streaming right now?
Yes. Yeah.
One of the latest polls shows that Donald Trump still has a commanding lead over his GOP rivals in New York, with 54% among likely voters compared to John Kasich's 25% and Ted Cruz's 16%. Cecile Richards, president of the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, said at a Hillary Clinton rally, "A woman voting for Ted Cruz is like a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders." In other news, voters in today's primaries will vote for 4 seats in New York State's legislature. This includes the seats of former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, both convicted on corruption charges. Also today, Peter Liang, the officer who shot and killed Akai Gurley in a stairwell in the Pink Houses in Brooklyn, is scheduled to be sentenced. He was convicted of manslaughter. Brooklyn DA Ken Thompson recommended Liang get probation and home confinement for 6 months in lieu of prison time. Families and police reform advocates are outraged by this recommendation. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.